Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jimmy Sexton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burrows, who is chasing the ball. Milbourne reaches third base with a triple. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milbourne scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vaughn Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCaddy, and towards McKay, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay strikes out. One out. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Murphy steals second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Milbourne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milbourne. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Milbourne steals second. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herrera. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Herrera steals second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herrera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page is hit by the pitch. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Page moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burrows. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fishlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fishlin. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Fishlin steals second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Milburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hera strikes out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrows hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a line drive towards third. Gross catches it and throws to first to double up Hassey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-2 in the game. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Heath now catching. Dave Beard now pitching. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fishlin is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Hassie and he is out, Fishlin applying the tag. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-3 in the game. Sexton hits a line drive into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Perkins pinch hits for Ron Hassie. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to second. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone bunts towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. Perkins moves to second. One out. Carl Pagel pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Carl Pagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagel is walked intentionally. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Milburn hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gross. Perkins scores. Pagel moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.